whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have life everlasting. Have life everlasting. Have life everlasting. So loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. For God did not send his Son into the world to bring condemnation, but rather that through the receiving of him life everlasting, have life everlasting, have life everlasting, have life everlasting, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
Hello. Hello, everyone. Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Wow, Sister Kathy and everybody. It was quite a meeting.
Ah. Well, tell us how Nancy is first.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah. We have an appointment set for not tomorrow, but the following Thursday. And if one opens up, we'll get in sooner. There is a crack on the top of her femur bone. It's like a ball on top where it fits in. Yeah, that's cracked. So they don't know how, it's definitely cracked. They don't know how severe it is. So they're going to take an MRI and other tests next Thursday. And then we'll get a full handle on it. The good news is when she's sitting, she has no pain. So when she gets up,
that's to praise the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. When she gets up and has got to walk around, that's when the pain hits. Now, as the day goes on, she gets less pain. So it's like something like me in the morning, a lot of discomfort, but, she's not in constant discomfort. She's not taking, really anything, no aspirins. No anything. They prescribed pain relief and for inflammation. But so far she hasn't felt the need to take it. So in that sense, she's doing really good. The other thing which I mentioned yesterday, the way she fell, it's like a miracle that she didn't do more damage, like break her
arm.
You know, dislocate her shoulder. So it's not good. I mean, that her hip is fractured like that, but it could have been far, far worse, far worse.
Amen.
So I'm very thankful. Oh, hello, Michael. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
And Chaplain Michael has a friend with him, Brett. And Brett is a child of Abraham. And we are just so glad that he's on conference call with Michael. So we were going to be praying for him, just a blessing for him. So, but anyway, that's that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry to get home. Home so late. Yeah. Do you want to do that now or is there a set time? Yeah.
Well, I don't know how long Brett has, but mm-hmm. you can ask him and see.
Yeah. Hello, Brett. Hello, Brett.
Yeah, hi.
Where do you live? Where do you live?
New York.
In New York?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I'm from New York originally.
Mm-hmm.
The Bronx.
Oh. I'm in Staten Island.
Staten Island? Okay. All right. Now, did you do the Michael, is there want to pray for Brett?
Yeah, I want to pray for his there's a few things we want to pray for Brett about. Brett is Brett, do you mind me saying that you're Jewish?
I don't identify with any one particular religion more than another. I believe in all faiths that they're the same. They believe in love. Ultimately, love, I believe in. I just come from a Jewish family, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, we could pray for your healing, Brad, of your foot. And can I do that?
Absolutely, yeah, please. I thought you were asking. Sure, yeah. Well, like, please, you know.
Chaplain John, he has some like neuropathy in his toes, in his foot, you know. He just came out of the hospital recently, not too long ago. It's a long story, but I want to pray for
Brett. Brett, do you have the diabetes by any chance?
Neuropathy, no diabetes.
Okay. All right, Michael, please lead us in prayer. We'll all be in one accord.
Thank you. Dear Heavenly Father, we just pray now, Lord, that you would have your hand on Brett. Lord, you know, for many years I've spoken with Brett, Lord, and been his friend. We pray, God, for physical healing of his neuropathy in his body, Lord. We pray that you would heal his heart, Lord, from whatever ails him, Lord. We know ultimately that you are the great physician, the great healer, Lord, and we pray that you would help Brett in his life. And all the things concerning his life, Father, you know, his need for employment, he's looking for employment, and wants to come and visit with us. We pray, God, that you would heal his neuropathy as he begins to walk and exercise again, Lord. And we know ultimately you are the great physician, Father. So we pray for Brett at this time in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Can I go ahead and pray to Chaplain John?
Please, Sister Kathy, please. Right.
Lord, we thank you, first of all, for Michael. And then we thank you that he thought about his dear friend, Michael, Brett, that just needs fellowship and communication, especially after having just gotten out of the hospital recently. Mm-hmm. So we just thank you that you crossed our paths here, all of the people on the line, to meet and be in fellowship one with another, have kinship and friendship. And yes, we are all one spirit. And thank you, God. Thank you for Brett's healing of the foot. And Lord, if he is supposed to call in and let Patty and Holland pray for him, then Lord, I thank you that you'll open that door. And we just thank you for the fellowship and the love that we have on this line. And it is such a blessing because we are all in our own homes and we would be alone, most of us, if we weren't speaking with one another now. And it is such a relationship. So I thank you for it. And I thank you that you brought Brett into our fold and Michael. Mm-hmm. And we just look forward to years of fellowship together, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yeah, if there's anyone else that want to pray, please jump in.
I would like to. This is Paula Jean. There's something that Brett said that really sparked me of something I'd like to pray, and it's about God's love. So, Heavenly Father, I lift Brett up to you, and he acknowledges you are love. And I pray, Father God, I've experienced the power of your love, and I pray that as Brett is in the process of healing, he experiences your love in the areas where he needs that healing. Because your love is something that's irresistible. Mm-hmm. And even the cells respond to your love, Father God. And your love brings with it harmony as well as life. And Father God, I just pray that all the elements and gifts that come with your love, your loving presence, find their way into every place within Brett that he has need of that love, Father God. And that he finds places inside of him responding and, what do you call it, being open to receiving even more of that love, having it minister to him, Father, peace in places where he needs peace, coolness and relaxation where he needs coolness and relaxation, and warmth where he needs warmth and circulation, especially with the toes, Father, and the foot area, where it's so important for balance. We pray for the healing of his feet and his toes and all of the muscles and the joints, the tendons and the nerves, that you bring your healing love right into the foot area, all through the ankle area, the entire place that's been impacted that needs to be healed. And I pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Yeah, Brett, when you were talking about love, there made me think of a Bible verse in the New Testament, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, which is Jesus Christ, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So there is God's love is shown in action by sending Jesus Christ into the world to die for us, and that we might have eternal life. So this real tangible proof of God's love.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
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 Absolutely. Amen and hallelujah.
Okay.
Hey, I'm going to go ahead and pray some more, if that's all right. And so, dear Father God, I just thank you so much for all of us being able to get together tonight. And to look at the people that are in the Uber conference right now, it just makes me so happy to be here with them all and stuff. And dear Father, and we continue to pray for Nancy, that she gets well and this heals. It's not usual for to wait for a week with a possible fracture like that, but they know more than what we know, and you know more than what any of us know, dear Father God, and we know that things will be done and how you deem them to be done. And I just thank you, dear Father, that we can all pray for Nancy, that we are all waiting for updates and to know what is going on. And we'll pray for Chaplain John and John Jr. and everybody who's right there to help take care of Nancy, the mom, and grandma, and just to be there to help, to be there with her and stuff, and just to encourage her, because she, being a nurse, she knows what she's up against right now. And we're just going to pray that it is resolved easily and in a very, very calm manner. And I just pray, dear Father, that she does not have a lot of pain with this as the days move along. And I just pray for her, just in general, that everything just goes well for her. And I really appreciate everybody who showed up here tonight, and I know Kathy does too. And we are just so thankful that we all have each other and stuff. And the thing I mentioned earlier was that the reason I am here with you guys is because of Chaplain John, and I heard him preaching about the broken heart, and that was many years ago already, many years. And I'm just so thankful to know about healing of the broken heart and what can be done in these situations and stuff, and what things to pray for people. And it's such a joy. And we need to keep everybody in prayer, all of our overseas friends, and then we need to keep all of the countries overseas in prayer, because there's just been so much going on over there in the Middle East and stuff. So we just want to pray for everybody's safety, pray for the children, pray for food and water and shelter, and just everything that's needed to have a normal existence, or close to a normal existence. And so, dear Father God, I just pray for everybody in this situation. And I know we all know how to pray, and we'll all be glad to pray. And I was talking to Steve earlier today, and he reminded me that we all need to think of Psalms 91 and stuff, and because you, dear Father God, are our protection, and you wrap your wings around us to help us get through any troubled times and stuff. So I just want to thank everybody that's here. You know, when you open up your Bibles and read Psalms 91, and just just feel more comforted by reading that. And I do thank everybody again who's here. And in your name, I do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay. Well, I had a wonderful time teaching tonight, and I'm ready for tomorrow night. I will teach what I taught tonight tomorrow night. It went really, really good. I had loads and loads of questions afterwards. The pastor really loved it. So I'm really excited. And tomorrow night I'll teach it to everybody here. And it's really neat the way it just came together. So I'm excited, but I tried to get out, folks. I tried, and then when I finally looked at the clock, it was 10 after. So it took me another, I don't know, 5 minutes. I mean, they like followed me out to the door on it, questions. It was really, really good. I was really like fulfilled teaching.
Well, good.
Good. We're just glad that you're okay. Nancy's going to be okay, and Texas is okay.
Well, the ones that are having a real problem with my two dogs. My poor dogs don't know what to do.
Because is it Danny
Boy? Yeah, Danny Boy. Oh. Now, listen, I want to give you a little testimony of what happened today. This afternoon, it rained really hard here. I mean, we had right over my house, we had a tremendous blast of thunder and lightning all at once. So it was right over my neighborhood. In fact, it knocked the power off. It kind of surprised me about the blast of thunder. So I hadn't turned my computer off or anything. So I came back in and I turned it on, and everything was okay, but I was concerned about it. But anyways, there was a knocking on the door, and Nancy happened to be up. And she said, there's someone at the door So I went there, and it was a little hard to understand them, but to make a long story short, he was from New York. He was born in the Bronx, but he was raised in Brooklyn, and he was a Jehovah Witness. And he knocked on my door. So I said I have a little table with chairs on my front porch. I told him, just wait there, I'll be right back. So I got two of my brochures and my business card. Then went back out and I talked to him. And I had the strangest conversation with him. It was really different. At first, I didn't know he was a Jehovah's Witness. I kind of thought he was something, you know. But then he told me he was. Michael, I'm going to have to mute you because there's feedback from your line, and then I'll open it up in a few minutes. So we got talking, and he told me he was a Jehovah's Witness. He was from Brooklyn, and in the rain, it was raining really hard, and he was wet. So I told him I was born in the Bronx. He said, well, so was I, but I was raised in Brooklyn. And I gave him history. He knew no history about the Jehovah's Witnesses. So I was able to give him history, and I said, if you're going to follow a group like this, you should know the history. And I'm telling you how off it is, how dangerous it is. And I'm challenging you to do the research to see if I'm telling you the truth or not. I told him about the founder of it, George Taze Russell, and what a criminal he was. I mean, bona fide criminal. He claimed to be a Greek expert, and it was found he didn't know Greek, and he was held in contempt of court and all. And then the Jehovah's Witnesses had so many false. Their name 100 years ago, actually more than 100 years ago, was the Dawn Millennials Society. And they made so many false prophecies, especially about World War One, that they changed their name to the Jehovah's Witnesses. And I told them about the prophecy in 1979. About Christ coming that nearly destroyed. I said it set you back 20 years. That false prophecy. And he said, "Yeah, I heard about that." So I said, "Yeah, don't follow false prophecy." And then I got into about the Jehovah's Witnesses believe that their doctrine is that Jesus Christ is Michael the Archangel. So I said to him, is Michael the Archangel your savior? And he just looked at me. And I said, my savior is Jehovah God, who came in the person of Jesus Christ. He's my savior. So he said to me, say that again. Say that again. I said, what? Jehovah God. So I said, Jehovah God is my savior through Jesus Christ. So he put his hand up. He wanted to give me a high five. So we did. We gave a high five. And he was talking and interrupting me. And I said, look, I'll let you talk, but let me finish. You as a Jehovah's Witness have nothing to offer to me. And I have everything to offer to you, assurance of eternal life. So I preached the gospel to him. I preached the gospel to him for a good, 10 minutes, but I gave him the gospel. And I said, now, what do you have to offer me? As a Jehovah's Witness, but I've just offered you assurance of eternal life. He didn't say anything. He just looked at me. So he started to talk to me a little, and that's when that tremendous blast of lightning, it happened right over our house, and me and him are talking. And he got a little nervous, and he said that he had to go. And I said, where's your car? He said, I don't have one. I said, where are you going? He said, I go by faith. I live by faith. He said, really? I said, you're from Brooklyn, New York, and you're walking the streets in Kingwood, Texas, and you don't have a car? Because I didn't see a car. I was looking out front. I couldn't see a car anywhere. He had been over my son's house, which is next door, too. So I said to him, okay, you got to go. I said, really enjoyed talking to you. And I said, remember, God sent you here. Talk to me. And his name was Sean. And I said, Sean, there is no eternal life as a Jehovah's Witness. The eternal life is with Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, who Jehovah God sent on the earth, died for your sin, rose again from the dead the third day. That's where eternal life lies. He said, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And then he left, and I was looking. He was heading down the street. I didn't see any car. And then the rains, there was a big blast of thunder there, and then the rains kind of stopped. And then as he started to walk down the street, the rains came heavy again. and I just watched them walk down the street. So I know the scriptures talk about, like, Sister Kathy, in all my years of preaching and encountering people, this was the strangest one.
Yeah, I wonder if he was an angel.
Yes, that's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, he came right up to my house.
And that is why, and to have been from your old stomping grounds.
Yeah, he knew the Bronx. He knew the Bronx, New York, and I told him where I was born. He goes, "Wow, that's a rough area." That's what he said. That's a rough area. So he said, "Your name is Sean." He goes, "Yeah." I said, "You know that's Irish for John, and the Irish language, the Gaelic language. That's John." He said, "No, I didn't know that." Yeah, I said, "Well, you know, my name's John." I said, "Your name's John."
That's amazing.
But Sister Kathy, and that blast of thunder and lightning happened. I mean, it shook him when it hit. Now, it didn't strike anywhere that I know around us, but it was the lightning, the brightness of the lightning and the thunder were simultaneous, and it was
loud.
That
is unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
That's why I wanted to talk. This has been an unbelievable day.
You sure have.
A good friend of mine here, who I don't talk about much, his daughter tripped at home and ended up really busting her leg up. I mean, bad. She's got a long titanium rod running along her femur bone, and she'll have to have that permanently, and he's got screws and all. So they did testing and found out that she has a neurological disorder, and that her foot, she can't control her foot. She doesn't know it, but she'll be walking and like the foot drops, and then it can throw her off balance. That's what happened. So anyways, I called her and I had a wonderful conversation with him about the doctor that operated on her. And she was telling me how complicated it was. She said, I did research on the operation and his background. He has a stellar background. The hospital here in Texas is ranked 48 out of the highest 50 hospitals.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So she said, "Oh, yeah, I highly recommend them. Highly recommend." So that's how I found that doctor today. So I called
through
the office.
Her. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, through her.
Is that the same one Chaplain or Pastor Dove knows, or do you know?
Mm-hmm. No, I would really like to go to the other one because it's Baylor Medical University.
Oh, yeah.
Highly, highly rated. And they have specialists there that just do the hip, that just do the femur bone, that just do back surgery. So he found the one that did the hip, and he might be one of the best in the nation. But it's about 45 minutes away, and he loves Kingwood Hospital because they allow you to come in and pray for people. And she has a ministry there praying for people. And the hospital is wide open to the gospel.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, and it's the 48th out of the top 50 hospitals in the country. So yeah. She said, I told her about the doctor there at Baylor University. And she said, "No, I want to stay close, and I want to." She said, "Kingwood Hospital is such a good hospital. I want to go there." So,
yeah.
And I thank everybody for your prayers. It's just a freak type thing that happened. And they'll check her also as you get older, especially women. bone density problems.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's one of the things they want to check her for. Or I want them to check. Yeah, he'll do it. I'm sure he'll do it.
Yeah.
Bone density to see if that was in any way responsible for this.
Right.
But it was that short step for sure that that did it. So all in all, I mean, today was a pretty good day. You know, she's not in pain. She's comfortable. And she's got one of the dogs laying next to her in a chair.
Oh.
Danny boy is laying next to her in the chair. He brings his toy. He brought his toy this morning and gave it to her to play. He wanted her to play.
He said, we can't go for a walk, but you can throw the toy and I can chase it.
They know. They know.
Yes, they do, Sharon. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. That dog knows something is really different.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And the dog is showing its love to Nancy and to you by this. And it's just wonderful. And you say Danny Boy. Danny Boy is returning the favor right now.
Yes. Yeah. I went up this morning to get a change of clothes and that, and he followed me up and ran, got his toy, and came right over to me and threw the toy at my feet. And he wanted to play.
So sweet.
Right, and Eve Smith is here. Hello, Eve. Hello. Thank you for coming, Eve.
You're welcome. Hello. Glad to hear that Nancy's not any worse than she is.
Amen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It would be. See, in my mind, anytime I encountered someone, or like someone's wife, for example, had a cracked skull or cracked hip, it was always with tremendous pain. That's what threw me off. Was as long as she was sitting. No pain, but yet when she got it up to walk, that's when the pain started. So I figured it would be take a couple of days, be all right, but no, it was cracked.
Well, I hope she doesn't have to have surgery.
Amen.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that's the one thing we're hoping for. Thank you. And Twizzle is here. Hello, Twizzle. All right, she might be muted. And Rita is here. Hello, Rita.
Hello, Chaplain John. Glad to hear this. Well, that is not as bad as it could have been with Nancy. So I'm really thank the Lord God that it's where it's at now. And so with prayer, it will be healed.
Yeah, I'll tell you what happened, Rita. I think we all have a tendency of, you know, like, why did this happen? And why, you know? And I said to her, look, Nancy, you know, you yourself know when you fell that you thought you were very happy that it didn't break your arm because your arm kind of took part of the fall. And I said, could you have hit your head? She said, yes. So I said, let's focus and be thankful on that. Let's focus and be thankful. So she did, and that kind of calmed her down quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And Paula Jean, Gigi is here, and Randy.
Well, an unknown caller just came in, so
yeah.
They were earlier here.
All right. Well, what I'm going to do is I'd like to play a couple songs and have some prayer. And then tomorrow I'm all prepared to teach on Revelation about mid-tribulation, 3.5 years into the tribulation period. Went over really, really good tonight. I'm so blessed. I am so blessed. I mean, people were saying, I understand the book of Revelation. I understand that it's clear now. It's clear.
You know, Chaplain?
Yes, Charles.
No, I just wanted to say hello, but you know I was here.
Oh, I missed you for some reason. I thought, didn't you pray?
No, sir.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to say hello. I'm glad that Nancy knows what's going on and, you know, got good help, good doctors down there in Texas.
Yeah, like I said, the hospital is so highly rated, and the hospital is wide open to the gospel.
Amen.
Wide open. You can go in there and pray with people, into their rooms and all, no problem. They even go, like, to into the emergency room and pray with people. It's so open.
You couldn't ask them for that. That's just
right, awesome. right. Now, Charles, I missed you there, so I'm going to make amends. And you're going to lead off with a song, and I know it's Elvis Presley. So what Elvis Presley song would you like?
Well, can we do How Great Thou Art by George Beverly Shea tonight?
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. I think that Karen would like that too, so.
Okay. Got him.
Okay. Thank you, Joe.
Awesome.
We go way back to 1957 live.
Okay.
Then another one. Three. Yeah, there's a lot by George Beverly Shea. Yeah, 1957. All right, let's hear how the quality of the sound is. Let's give it a try. I got to get this started here. I'm having a little trouble. Okay.
The choir and Mr.
My computer is off kilter here. Huh. All right. Well, I think I can still work through it.
Yeah, we don't see you on all Facebook. Right. I don't.
Oh, that's the problem. Yeah, I am not on Rumble. I didn't open up Rumble. So you won't be it. That's why I couldn't figure out what was going on. So we'll just hear the song. All right, this is George Beverly Shea and How Great Thou Art, live, 1957.
Shea now sing for you, How Great Thou Art.
I don't hear anything, buddy.
What'd you say, Sharon?
I was going to say, I don't hear him singing. So I was just wondering if anybody else was.
Yeah, are you hearing him singing? Nope. Paula Jean? Okay.
No, I don't hear any singing.
No, sir.
Okay. How much time do we have left? It'll take me a little bit, but I can hook it up so we can hear it then.
Okay.
All right. So in the meantime, Sister Sharon, would you lead us in prayer?
Okay, I sure will. Okay, dear Father God, because I am so thankful to be here tonight, to be here to pray with this group of Christian warriors, and we're prayer warriors, and we are praying for each other, situations. And tonight in particular, and all day today, we've been praying for Nancy. And we just pray, dear Father God, that whatever is going on with this break, the fracture, or her femur, that you, dear Father, will take care of it and heal it and be with her. And especially while she's trying to be up and about and walking around on that bone and stuff, and that is a little bit uncomfortable. But the sign that makes me feel better, too, is that they are just kind of going after the repair and what they want to do at a slow pace. They're not just in a rush or into surgery and stuff, and that just makes me feel good, too, and stuff. And we all just need to be together with Chaplain John and pray for him too, and the children and everybody, as everybody goes through this together, and be with Nancy together and stuff, and just pray that she just recovered easily. And with her being a nurse, dear Father God, she knows what she's up against, and she knows what to do to help it go easily for her. And she knows basically number one is to follow you, to read the Bible, and just to pray with her prayer warrior friends and stuff, and that everything will come through. And I just thank you, dear Father God, that we all can be together with Chaplain John and stuff, and with music and stuff. If we don't get music tonight, then we'll get it another night. And dear Father God, I just thank you. I thank you so much for that. And I just want everybody just to be grateful that we can all be together and that we are all happy about what's going on and stuff. And we want to help each other during this situation and stuff, because it's going to be a while. It's going to take a little time to heal. But dear Father, I know that you are with her in this situation, and you are with Chaplain John in this situation. And so I just want everybody to all just pray. We need to all need to pray for Chaplain John and for Nancy and for all the kids and the grandkids and everybody who's right there in Texas and stuff. And I just am so thankful to be able to be one of the prayer warriors that is praying too for Chaplain John and Nancy. And I just pray that everything just goes smoothly. And in your name, I do pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay. I'm ready.
Are you on Facebook or Rumble?
I'm on them all.
I'm on them all.
Yeah. So let me get. Here we go. Now everything's working. I was lost before. I didn't know where to start. So okay, here we go. And all right.
I now sing for you. How great thou art.
Sister Sharon, you can't hear?
No, I can't hear him at all.
Brother Charles, can you hear?
No, sir.
I have no idea what's wrong.
Well, you tried, so No worries, Chaplain.
Yeah, it's running like it normally does. I have no idea why you can't hear. Okay.
We heard the announcement that he was going to sing the song, and then after that, everything stopped.
I don't know. Okay, well, let's...
I've been resting in peace.
Or can you hear it now? Yes, sir.
I hear it now. I do.
Okay. All right. Well, it's bizarre that you can hear it one way and not the other, but here we go. Okay, we'll just drop it then. There's some problem.
It's a big crowd, too.
But yeah, that's at some stadium. All right, Sharon, you prayed. Brother Charles, you prayed. Yes, Sister Sharon. Brother Charles, would you lead us in prayer, please?
Yes, sir. Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing Chaplain John to us tonight and for... everything that's his connections that he's made so quickly there in Texas, Lord, we're to where he knows hospitals, doctors, and knows people that know him so he can get Nancy's best care. I just thank you for that, Lord. And also I'd like to pray for Russia and Ukraine. Lord, I ask that you give President Putin forbearance and to withstand some of the long-range U.S. missiles until President Trump comes in, Lord. And I know that President Trump will make a way. You've brought him this far, Lord. You have a purpose for him, I think, with not only with Russia and Ukraine, but with Israel. And you've brought him this far, Lord, and I know that you'll see us through. So we're just counting on you. We're depending on you and not our own understanding. And again, thank you for Chaplain John to coming online tonight. So, Lord, I just pray all this in your holy son's name. Amen.
Amen. Can you see the screen?
Oh, I'm not on the computer, Chap. I'm just on the phone.
Yeah, well, can anyone see me on the screen?
I was on a Rumble when just for a few minutes, and I could see Lachey, but I can't see you, not yet.
All right, it says I'm streaming. It's everything on my end looks good, so I don't know what the problem is at all. Let's see here.
Do you have that you're sharing it?
I hear it fine. So I'm streaming, but no one, can you see me on, if you're on Rumble, can you see me?
All right, Eve, can you hear?
Yes, you're on the screen.
Okay. Yeah, right. She said she can see you on the screen, and I'm on Rumble now, too, and I can see you on the screen, but not sound.
Can you hear it on Rumble?
Talk to us, Chaplain.
Yes, you can hear me. The song wasn't good. I mean, the quality of sound was not good.
Yeah, that's because it's from 1957. I just wanted to go back in history with it. But you could hear it on Rumble, correct?
It for me, it stopped and started, you know, kept stopping and starting.
All right, one more try, and let's see what happens.
But when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power through all.
gone.
Can you hear it?
Dad says he can hear it.
Okay.
Real low. Not going to complain. At least we're all here together.
All right. Paula Jean, you're up for prayer.
Okie dokie. Heavenly Father, we don't understand about this music situation, but let that be perfectly fine. You're here for our prayers tonight. And I'm going to be lifting up Nancy again, because we really want that healing to come quickly, Father God. And so I'm asking for you to give her the wisdom with regard to what to do and what not to do. While she's waiting for guidance from the doctors, I pray that she receive guidance from you personally. Amen. And that she recognize and love it. And that this actually become a time where she becomes so close to you because your love and presence and guidance is with her. And that it be an all-day thing and an all-night thing, too, when she wakes up in the middle of the night. And how she's going to be able to wisely move from point A to point B, and do it safely, Father God. Not just a matter of getting there, but doing it with your guidance. Because when you are with us, it's amazing. Strength can come where there wasn't strength without you. And I pray that you provide the strength even where that fracture is, Father God, that she needs, so that it doesn't get any worse. That you protect it so that the healing can continue without interruption, even though she needs to get from points A to B. And I pray that you give the doctors supernatural wisdom and guidance as to how to bring the treatment for her healing, just so that it will be perfect for exactly what she needs, and that you will also be working with your presence in the area of healing and bringing perfect circulation of the blood, the water, the nerves, you know, everything that needs to be alive with healing. We thank you for the lack of pain when she's still, Father God. And that's a real blessing, because it will actually make it easier for her to stay still. And then it's just more a matter of helping her to be able to accomplish the other things when they arise, like getting to the bathroom and back. I pray that you will definitely provide her the help she needs, Father God, and that you will make that smooth and easy for the family, loving and efficient and effective help, Father God. And I do pray that you provide the finances that are needed for both the medication and the help in the home, like Sharon is getting, for as long as that kind of support is needed, Father God. Just make the way easy for all that are involved, and a blessing as well for everyone that participates in helping. In Jesus' name I pray. And special extra peace for John, Chaplain John. I give thanks that he had such a wonderful time today, and that I do know that you're going to help him with the rest of the work you have him doing. And I give praise for the joy that you bring it to him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Next we have Twizzle. If Twizzle is there, you're up for prayer, Twizzle. All right, then we have, Sister Kathy. Are you here, Sister Kathy? Okay, Rita.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay,
you can hear me.
Yes, clearly.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Okay, Father, I thank you for all that you've given to me, Father. I feel blessed, Father. And I just, my heart is very grateful to you, Father, for all that you have given to me. But more than anything that I'm grateful for, Father, is for your love that you have shown to me, especially when you sent your precious Son to die on the cross for my sins. Thank you, Father, for you are worthy, my Lord, my God, my Father, to be praised. Father, I pray for Nancy. I pray that you will heal her hip and that you will calm her heart and strengthen her and comfort her and encourage her, Father, and that you will give her a speedy healing of her hip, and that it won't take a long time for it to heal, Father, but it would be healed in a short amount of time, Father. And I pray, Father, that you will guide and direct Chaplain John in all that he does and says, and that you would strengthen him and encourage him, Father. And Father, I pray for the people that are living in tents in North and South Carolina. Father, I pray and ask that a better housing will be provided for those people now that the cold weather is coming, Father. And I pray, Father, that you would also provide water, food, clothing, and housing. And I pray this too, Father, for the Arba Father Fellowship churches that are in those poor third world countries, that they don't have anything, Father. They don't even have the everyday needs. And I pray, Father, that you will provide them housing, clothes, water, and food, Father. And I pray for the pastors of the Auburn Father Fellowship, that you will guide and direct what they say and preach to their churches, that it will bless their people, Father. And I pray for outpouring of the Holy Spirit in America, Father. And I pray that you have mercy on us in America, Father. And I give you and thank you, Father, from a grateful heart that President Trump is going to be our next president of the United States. I pray, Father, that any wicked person that has plans to do him harm, that you would put a stumbling block in their way and stop them, Father. Strengthen, encourage, and comfort, and put a hedge of protection around President Trump and his family. And Father, I also pray for Israel. I pray that an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Israel. And I pray for peace for Israel, Father. You have told us in your word that we ought to pray for peace for Israel. And Father, I pray for peace for Israel. And I pray that you put a hedge of protection around her. And Father, I ask that you put a hedge of protection around the IDF. And I ask, Father, for the salvation of each and every single young man and woman in the IDF, that they will come to know your precious Son as their Lord, Savior, and God. And Father, I pray this for Netanyahu, that he will come to the saving knowledge of your Son, and that you would guide and direct Netanyahu in the way that you, Father, would have him direct Israel. And that by his directions, he would bless Israel, that there would be blessings, Father. And I ask, Father, that you will bless Israel and bless America and bless President Trump. And I bless everyone that is online here, Father, and in the chat room. I ask that you would strengthen and encourage and comfort every heart, Father, that is online and in the chat room. For I pray this all in the name of my Lord, my Savior, my God, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
All right. Is this Gigi and Randy? I guess not. Okay. And Twizzle is still here if she would like to pray.
Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I hear you clearly.
Oh, yay. Okay, good. I push buttons and nothing happens. Okay, so yes, I could pray. Father God, you are so good. You are so good. Thank you so much for Jesus. Thank you for your Holy Ghost. Thank you for the love, joy, peace, righteousness, gentleness, kindness. Oh, peace, Lord. How you have just knocked it out of the park. Thank you for sharing all this with us. And thank you for, what is it, Pastor or Brother John says, your resurrection power living in us.
Amen.
Working and moving and grooving. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for Brother Brett coming on tonight and the fellowship extended to him, Lord God. I hope that we can be a blessing to him. And I continue to believe that Jesus could be a blessing to him. So I thank you that you see Mr. Brett on tonight. Father God, and thank you for Sister Nancy. Thank you for Brother John. And thank you for all the people that's here on the line that are just getting ready to send something to Brother Charles. Thank you for lifting him up, Lord, and his mom and his dad and his brother. Lord God, and the grandchildren. Oh, I'm thinking about everybody's grandchildren. Lord God, and thank you for blessing us. Each one of us, Lord God, there is work for us to be doing here on the face of this earth, even interceding, even acting like Jesus, acting like a high priest, calling out to you on behalf of the children of men. So we thank you, Lord God, that you've given us something to do, you've made us worthwhile, and you're fulfilling your very own plan. Thank you ever so much. I'm just grateful. Lord God, I'm just grateful. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, I guess it's my turn to pray now.
Amen.
Father, I want to thank you for today. Many, many, many things to be thankful for, Lord. We can never thank you enough. But I want to thank you, Lord, that there was no additional injuries there with Nancy, Lord. I want to thank you that he is not in excruciating pain. The pain only hits when she's like standing, but for most of the day she's sitting. So thank you for that, Lord. And we thank you for the doctor and the hospital, Lord. So we praise you and thank you now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, we bring before you now some really big time prophetic urgent prayers, Lord, and one is for a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and it goes way beyond America, Lord. We have this worldwide, Lord. We'd love to see before you return, Lord, before the tribulation period starts, we'd love to see a huge number of souls come to you, Lord. Huge. Hundreds and hundreds of millions worldwide, Lord. And we want to be a part of it, Lord, here. A part through prayer, like we're doing now, and crying out and interceding. A part by preaching, Lord. And a part, Lord, by the brochures, Lord. That the brochures would be a great blessing, Lord. And they could go where maybe no one with the gospel could get into, Lord. areas of Pakistan and Afghanistan, Lord, other countries. So we praise you and thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But we want to be a part of that great, great outpouring in a real, real tangible way. We don't want to miss any of it. Thank you. We praise you now, Lord. And Lord, with that outcry for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, we're also, Lord, bringing before you the sin of the nation. That repenting of that sin, I think, is part and parcel, Lord, with you sending the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So, Lord, we don't want to miss anything, and we are repenting before you as for the nation, Lord, and for our own sin, Lord. Maybe things we don't even know, attitudes, Lord, you know, just attitudes that aren't right, unforgiving maybe, Lord, or greedy, Lord. Whatever it is, Lord, we bring before you. We want to be vessels, fit vessels for the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, Lord, also we want to bring Israel before you. Two things with Israel, Lord. The first is we want to see the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Israel, like there was in Pentecost, on the day of Pentecost, Lord, and how the Holy Spirit moved in the early church. We want to see it at the end now, Lord, just like at the beginning, a mighty, mighty, mighty move of the Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you so much, Lord. And Lord, so we want to see the body of believers there in Israel on fire for you, Lord, touching multitudes, Lord, and having them come to you in Israel. And Lord, we also pray for the protection of Israel, Lord. You've already done you're releasing like judgment on the nations, Lord. You're defending your everlasting covenant. Lord, you allowed Hezbollah and Hamas and Iran and these other countries, Lord, to function quite a while in your mercy. But the mercy time is over now. Judgment is in the air, Lord. So we're asking that you would move mightily and win. Lord, that the IDF would do what's needed to bring Gaza completely under control and destroy Hamas, Lord. The same in Lebanon, Lord, with Hezbollah. Same. But they could never again rise up against Israel, Lord. They will completely, totally be defeated, Lord. That Iran will be totally, completely defeated, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. We praise you and thank you, Lord. Syria will be totally, completely defeated, according to your prophetic word. So great and mighty things, Lord, as you're moving. I pray that the nations will see these great victories are connected to your prophetic word, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Your prophetic word has to be fulfilled. It can't be destroyed. So we're excited, Lord, how the end times, you are rising like a mighty man of war, Lord, in these end times. And we don't want to miss any of it, Lord. None of it. We want to be right there in the thick of the battle, Lord. And Lord, we look at President Trump and we thank you for him, Lord. The alternative would have been, oh Lord, it would have been so disastrous, Lord. They love sin, Lord. They promote sin and suppress righteousness. Lord, I pray that that'll all come to an end now, Lord, in January. But Lord, day by day, we need to pray and intercede for President Trump and his life, Lord. These are evil people that have tried to kill him already. They were unable because of your protection, Lord. Because of your protection. You so willed, Lord, that he would be protected. And that's exactly what happened. So again, every day that's left, Lord, it's what, less than 2 months now, Lord. We are asking day by day protection of President Trump. When he comes to power, Lord, he's going to deal with the evil here in America the deep state, Lord. He will deal with it in a real way. They will be exposed. I pray many go to jail, Lord, not out of revenge, but justice, Lord, for what they've done. They've ruined so many people's lives. Even some people were murdered, and the Biden's administration looked the other way. They allowed murder, Lord. So we're asking for justice now. In this world, Lord, before we go to you, we're asking for justice. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We praise you and thank you now. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. All right. Thank you for being here. Turned out to be a really great day in the Lord. So remember to look for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He gave life everlasting, gave life everlasting, his life everlasting, his life everlasting. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his only begotten Son.